So, Carlos, the first place to start then, is there any updates on the health of Kieran Westwood today?
He started training, but because he don't play on Saturday, match is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We want players 100%, so we'll not in the squad, mm-hmm. but soon he'll be good to start.
So possibly another opportunity for Joe Wildsmith then.
Yeah, Joe will play in the beginning. He did very well. We trust him 100%. So as I told you before, we don't have any problems with the goalkeepers because we have goalkeepers that give us 100% confidence.
When you look at Bolton as a challenge in this next game, what do you see from them?
All the matches will be difficult. This is one match that we know that will be difficult. But it's the timing more to look to ourselves, so what we are doing, what is our position on the process that we are doing to the team. And if you look to the after the break, that we change the way that we play, we create a new dynamic. Our answer in the match in Bursley was very good, as all the people that was in the stadium look at our performance. We do a lot of crosses, we create chances, we play good football, very positive football. I think we are in good way. So what missed in that game? Missed the victory, missed the points. So it's what we try to do in the game against Bolton. We'll try to bring points because we need points, and we'll try to fight. We will fight to the 3 points, of course. Yep. But we must look to ourselves.
What is the next step then? If you've had the good performance against Burnley, how do you turn that into a win?
We must continue. I believe I'm the one of the coaches that I believe the teams play better can win more matches. So if we play good football, if we play football with quality, we'll win more than we will lose. So what we must do, we can't do the mistakes that we did in that game, special and second goal. We must know how we can break the counter-attack of the opponents. We did the same problem with Middlesbrough match, also with the second goal. We must learn very quickly about these situations, and we must, because we are doing goals in all the matches, it's important that we try to do goals and be more with more efficacy also, because we create a lot of chances. But I think we are in a good way. If you ask me after the match, and you ask me if I feel upset with the score, I feel very upset with the score. But at the same time, I'm coach. I know that we are in a good way, and is the way with the quality you can win more matches, and we are playing with good quality. I hope that we can do that, because in the future will happen the opposite. Sure, we'll not do a good match and we will win, but at this moment these kind of things not happen to us. We have if you saw a lot of games that we did, we have a lot of unlucky in some games. So also, it's not a question of lucky or unlucky the football. So we must work hard to bring the lucky to us. It's what we are doing.
You highlighted after the game about defensively there are some improvements there. How do you find the balance between wanting to play attacking football, good football, but also being tough to beat?
Yes, this is very good question. It's the problems of the process, and when we put the ball, when we like the ball, when we want to control the games with the ball, we try to play a positive football. We change these kind of things. We are with this idea. We still believe in this idea, but of course, there are one time that we lose the ball, and we must be ready to do that. So probably we lose the match in Bursley because we want to win, because we suffered the goal in the counter-attack, and we was in the second part, most of the part in the opposite field. If you ask me if I want change this way, I don't want change. I think this is the way. We must try to control the matches with the ball. We must try to create chances. We must try to play good football, and we must be more balance, we was balanced. It's not a question of was balanced. We did some individual mistakes that we must accept this in football. So we will try to correct these individual mistakes in the future, because I think we are in good way.
Mm. You've obviously inherited a large squad, and then you brought new players in. Is it going to take some time to work out? And I know that you're going to fit players in for different games depending on who you're playing, but is it going to take some time probably to find out who your best team is, who your settled team is going to be?
No, as I told you, we changed the way that we play. I think we'll be more stabilized. If we play good football, if you are create chances, if you are balanced, if we don't have the ball and defending better, probably we'll have more players that will play more matches. This is absolutely normal. It's something that we have tried to find also. So I believe that in the future, the rotation will be not like in the first period. Can happen, of course, because all the times there are small problems that the people don't know, but players that recover in 3 days better than others. These things can happen, but I believe that we will stabilize more the team, and we want also to stabilize that the way that we play. Mm. In the future, I believe that this can happen, and probably tomorrow we will stabilize more the team.
There was no Lewis McGugan at the weekend. Is there any reason for that?
No, we have a lot of players in midfield, so there are games that we think that we'll. The characteristics of the game will be more fight. We will put more players more to run and fight. For example, against Burnley, Kieran Lee and Sam, they fight and they run a lot. So it's just an option about the game. And also have Alex on the bench to play in the middle. So Bannon can play inside also. So we have a lot of solutions. There are some players that can play. And sometimes, probably, some players, I'm not talking about this specific case, is better put another players on the bench, because the bench is different when the players that play. So the play will play, of course, in the first 11. But on the bench, sometimes you need players that can do more than one position. Because if you have problems in the right defense, you can think that you can have problems with the central defense, with the left defense, with the midfield attack defense. If you are winning, if you are not winning, also we must balance the team with high players, with tall players to the set pieces also. There are a lot of things to choose the players to the bench, and sometimes it's not a question of justice or not, but sometimes make different decisions.
When we do our phone-ins and we talk to the fans, it's a regular subject, is the performance of Atty Nuiyu. And I saw at the weekend that Sean Dyche, the Burnley manager, had praised Nuiyu for his role in the team and how difficult he is to play. What would you say to the fans who have criticised Atty Nuiyu this season?
No, absolutely nothing. It's normal in football, you know. It's normal the football, that when the players come to a club, they start improving, have a new coach, different way to play, different dynamic, and some players with different dynamic, they play better. Some players with different dynamic, they don't play so good. It's normal that these kind of things can happen with the players. It's not put in one part of the season, on one season, and after another season they start playing better. Another players probably better in the past, but in the future not so good. Depends also of the dynamic. This is normal in football. Nui was, as I told you before, is working hard. They are trying to do the best, so I appreciate this. This is the most important. They have a good connection with Forestier in last match. They did a very good double. So I'm happy what they did in the game on Saturday.
Do you think the presence of Forestieri will help whoever is playing up there, whether it's Nuiyu, Zhao, one of the other players, that having him in that role will help the central striker?
Yeah, absolutely sure. Fernando I told before the match, so in the match the people start looking to him, and our fans, I said before the match that our fans will love him, the way that he play, the characteristics that he have. He proved in the game that he can do, but he didn't play a long time in the last, I don't know, one season. He played a few matches, so we believe that we will do better game by game. He's not 100% yet, but with the time, we believe that he can do much better. And of course, the players around not just the striker, but also the players play on the wingers and back to him. It's a player that they like to play because all the time they have a solution. They can put the ball, they have a solution because all the time he gives solutions with the ball. So he's a player very important to... I'm very, very happy to bring him, and I push a lot. You can't imagine, or you don't imagine how much I press, not press, but I give energy to Wickhams. I'm very happy that we have Fernando Forestieri with us.
So it's been a while since that first game against Bristol City and the first league win. Does it feel like a long time since that game?
Yeah, with the games of the cup, not so long, but of course in the championship, yes. And I agree absolutely. It's timing to start doing points and win, and go to our correct position. I tell you, it's not the way that we start this kind of competition. It's the way that you finish. So there are some teams that start very well, and after some teams that start very well and go to the first positions. Now they are in the last 2-3 matches, they are coming down a little. This kind of competition is very hard, a lot of draws, so we are not far away from the teams up. But of course, we believe that when we start in the good way, and I believe that we start on Bursley, even the score is not good, we go up. We must be a little patient. We must believe in our players, in our work. We are doing this, and we are on the process, and we believe that when we start winning, we'll do good at the end.
Thank you.